Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Episode 610. What do you do when your child starts arguing with you? Hi and welcome to the show, where today I'm going to talk about something that I know is a challenge in so many homes, especially as your kids get older and they become a bit more argumentative, or you might even have a younger child who is very strong-willed, persevering and determined, and whatever you say, if you say white, they say black, if you say left, they say right, if they want, you give them the blue cup, they want the orange cup. Or you have a teenager who is just being a teenager and highly argumentative over seemingly nothing. Very quickly, the situation can get out of hand and we get caught up in it. So before I go on, I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to the show. I really appreciate all of you doing that. And I really appreciate those of you that take the time to head over to iTunes or Spotify or whatever platform it is you tune in on and you rate and review the show. I'll tell you why I really appreciate it. Not for me, but it allows other parents out there who need support to hear about shows like this. There are many parenting podcasts out there that really do give free advice for parents who are struggling with various things in their parenting. So thank you again to those of you who do take the time to rate and review it. And if you haven't and you are a regular listener, then please consider it. It's so easy. You just hop into the platform, hit rate and review, give the 5 stars, and you can write something if you so desire. So thank you to all of you who do that. Back to what we're talking about today. I'm going to give you a multiple choice here and you'll be like, oh my goodness, she's never done that before. What is she talking about? So what do you do when your child starts arguing with you? A, argue back. B, take it personally. C, shout and get mad. D, fight the right to be right. E, all of the above. And I'm going to add an F, which is what we quote unquote should do when your child starts arguing with you. All I do want to say is if you argue back, take it personally, shout and get mad, fight the right to be right, you are not alone. You are normal and your kids are normal. It is really easy to do all of those things. And the problem is that when we do any of these, it just fuels the fire. And reactivity is not good. There is no time I can think of when I have argued back, taken it personally, shouted and got mad, and defended myself and the need to be right and prove them to be right and take this, you know, superior authoritarian approach where, you know, who do you think you are arguing with me? I've done nothing to deserve this. I was only looking at you. I was only asking you how your math test went and you flew off the handle. I only asked you to do X, Y, or Z and you get mad and start arguing. It never, ever works. And yet we keep doing it. Why do we keep doing it? There's loads of reasons. We are defaulted with a negativity bias, and we're defaulted to protect ourselves. And we go into this reflex pattern of fight, flight, or freeze whenever we're challenged. The problem is that reflex reaction really is only needed when we are truly threatened. But our brain perceives an arguing teenager as a major threat. When actually, if you're really calm, if you're sitting listening to this, driving, and you're just watching the world go by and taking in these words, you'll be like, yeah, there's really no big deal with a teenager that's arguing or a toddler that's wanting an orange cup versus a blue cup. Really, in the grand scheme of it, it's not a big deal. But when we're right in it, this switch goes on in our brains to protect ourselves, and we have to fight, flight, or freeze. And I'm going to say you don't have to do that. So what do you do? What should we do? Well, to do any of the right things, we need to be aware of ourselves and so attuned to our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions, and to be able to stop ourselves before we react. So how do we do this? If we're really, really good at it, we can actually trace the thought that makes us feel angry, that makes us shout, take it personally, get mad, argue, fight. Because every action is preceded by a feeling, and every feeling is preceded by a thought. So if we can be masters of our minds and be so aware of what we're thinking before we even feel it and act on it, it would be easy. I truly believe that when we strengthen our awareness for our thinking, and we think 50 to 70,000 thoughts a day, and many of them are unconscious. We don't even know what we're thinking, but the brain's thinking. Some of the thoughts we are conscious of and aware of. And it's those thoughts that take us out of the present moment, that make us think of stories and create a story about the experience we're in at the moment. So actually, it's not the experience. It's not your child arguing or your toddler fighting you over a cup. It's what you think about the child arguing or the toddler wanting a different colored cup. It's the thought about the situation that creates the fire, that creates the feeling of frustration, of anger, of madness, that then makes us act in certain ways. So if we can be aware of the thoughts, life's gold. Like, we're good. Now, we can't do that all the time. You'd be superhuman. You'd be, you know, off the charts. I don't believe anyone can do it. And you don't want to stop the thoughts. But we need to know when we've been hijacked by thought that takes us out of the moment, that stops us being present to what is, and instead reacting to actually what isn't. We react to the story that we've created about the situation. We fuel this, we control the energy that we bring to the moment. Or we go out into the future and catastrophize about the fact, oh my God, why is it always my kid? Why do they always argue? Why do they say no? Why do they always want a different colored cup or a different park or a different coat or whatever it might be? They will always test us. The test for us truly is to not be drawn into it, and to create drama around situations we don't need to create drama around. Do you know how much energy that takes from us? It is exhausting to be reactive to life. It is way more energy efficient to respond to life versus react. So we need to be aware of your mind and your thinking. What are you thinking about the arguing child? Can you let that thought go and look at your child and go, they're really argumentative. I wonder what's going on. I did that just last night. We were all having dinner. We had a great dinner and we were cleaning up. And I asked one of my kids to not do a particular thing because it actually something in the kitchen is broken and I didn't want it made worse. And a switch switched and I got like a really horrible reaction. I asked really nicely. I said, oh, just please be really careful about the tap because it's actually broken, but it's functioning okay. Well, that was, you know, World War III. So I actually said to him, help me understand why me asking you to be careful with the tap is a problem. And he looked at me and he went, whatever. And I said, no, there's something going on here. And he went, no, there isn't. And I went, well, it's very strange that you've reacted like this to a simple request. What's going on? So I used curiosity and I asked him to help me understand what's going on. And the moment passed, and about 15 minutes later, I went to him and I said, what's going on? And in that moment, I realized he was really worried about going to school today because he had two tests and he's been off for a few days. So that's what drove the behavior. So I, you know, in any of the podcasts I've done on behavior, my kind of the nugget I leave you with is what drives the behavior. So in this situation, I could have got all pissy with him and went, why are you arguing with me? I've said nothing wrong. I asked you really nicely. Don't argue with me over that. I don't want the tap broken. And that would have just entered the argument. Or I could have taken it personally and gone, I wonder why is he taking it out on me? Or I could have shouted and got mad. Or I could have, fought with him over the need for me to be right, because I was right. I don't want the tap broken. None of that would have helped. Instead, I was able to be curious and I stayed in the present moment. I didn't let my mind go to the past where he's done it before and then worry about, oh my goodness, how many more times am I going to have to tolerate this? Poor little old me. No, I stayed present and I used kindness, compassion, curiosity, and no judgment. And the situation passed. And it took no energy from me whatsoever. Whereas if I'd dialed in and gone in for the fight, then I would have been tired. And imagine you're doing this multiple times a day and perhaps multiple times with various kids. It's exhausting. So we have to accept that we are the punching bag for many of their frustrations. And is that right or wrong? I don't think it's wrong. I think it's okay for me to be the punching bag. My kids are learning. They're figuring it all out. They don't always have the coping strategies and the tools they need to cope with thoughts they might have or where they're at. But they don't often tell us, actually, Mum, I'm really worried about X, Y, or Z, and that's why I was rude. But if you enter the situation neutral and non-reactive, you're more likely to be able to support them. And this is the big thing, you will remain connected to them. Because when we're reactive, we can't be connected to them. We disconnect from them. Because reactivity and connection and compassion and kindness and empathy and dignity and grace and ease and flow, they don't work together. Because when you're reactive, you're in defense mode. So where does it start? I believe it starts with awareness of ourselves. We're very aware of the other and what's happening, but become more aware of yourself. Look at the situation almost like bird's eye view. What's going on here? And watch yourself. So imagine you're an eagle and your eagle eyes are watching you and your child, and you're seeing it from this kind of from the sky, how would you look typically? A, B, C, D, or E, all of the above? Can you work towards being F, which is not fail, but being more mindful, being curious to the moment, staying in the present moment, not being hijacked by thoughts about what monsters our kids are and how rude they are and, oh my God, they're never going to get this if they keep doing that. We're staying in the present moment so that we can be compassionate and empathetic and kind. That is not being permissive to the argument. With mindfulness, you will be very aware of your own boundaries. Like, what is okay and what's not okay? I'm not saying we need to be there for them to just be rude to us and not do anything about it. If they're, my son wasn't really rude last night, he was just offhand. So to me, it was okay. But if he'd become offhand, I would have set a boundary around myself to protect myself because it wouldn't have been acceptable. And I would have said, it is unacceptable to speak to me like this. I'm going to leave. So walk away. Walk away with dignity. That doesn't mean you're throwing your toys and you're being all pissy. You're just role modeling. You know what? I'm not going to get caught into this. This is unacceptable. I'm not going to tolerate being spoken to like that because I'm worthy of more. So I'm going to walk away. And when they're calm and you're calm, you can come back and say, it's not acceptable to treat people like this. And I hope that if someone treated you like this, you would also walk away because you don't deserve it. Help them understand how they would feel in a situation if someone just out of the blue was rude to them. What would they do? You want to role model that to them. If someone's rude to them in public, you don't want them to just take it, but neither do you want them to smack them or continue to argue or get caught in it, up in it. You want them to do the quote-unquote right thing. So by taking this mindful approach, being conscious, being aware, and being able to control yourself in the moment and control your emotions and stay calm, be good with your boundaries, you are able to support your child and stay connected to them. When you react by A, B, C, or D, you're going to disconnect from your kids. And in that moment, you can't help them. And then you have to come back and apologize about your reactivity. And it just all gets mucky. But if you do get caught up in it and you do A, B, C, or D, you argue, you yell, you take it personally, you shout, you get mad, you need to be right, do all the things that you know you quote unquote shouldn't do, but you've done it, then circle back with dignity afterwards and say, listen, sorry I lost my shit earlier. I'm stressed, I'm whatever, no excuse, there's no way to treat you. And role model that to them so that they can perhaps learn from you and know that that's the right thing to do in moments where you haven't been able to control yourself, because let's face it, there's going to be many in the future where we lose it. So we want to role model that to our kids. So hopefully this has got you thinking, and I don't want to leave you there. I want you to, the next time there's a moment where you could be hooked in and start arguing, I want you to just zip it, take a breath, and I want you to focus on what are you thinking in the moment. And then let the thought go and stay in the moment and be curious. Ask them a question. Help me understand why this is a problem. Help me understand why you're arguing. Help me understand why you're so sad. I'm curious. I'm all ears. And listen to them. And see what happens. Because I can almost guarantee it that the situation will be better and you will stay connected with your child and you'll be able to actually help and support them and meet their needs. And they will hopefully learn from you. So thank you again for tuning in. Always great to speak to you, and I am looking forward to chatting with you soon about something else parenting. And remember, if you need any help, please reach out to me, louise@yourparentingpartner.com. I'm all ears. And if there's a topic you would like me to talk about on the show, then also let me know. Drop me an email or head over onto Instagram. Follow me at louiseclark.ypp if you don't already. Send me a message on Instagram. Happy to help. Love chatting to you. And I do look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.